Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A 26-year-old accused of neglecting her young child will stand trial in Bucks County after waiving her preliminary hearing. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Brianna Newman is charged with felony endangering the welfare of a child for neglecting her 2-year-old son, according to charging documents. When social workers in Bucks County got a tip about the child's poor health in December, the 27-month-old weighed 19 pounds, which authorities say is the average weight for a 9-month-old. The criminal complaint says Newman got disability income on the child's behalf because of a medical condition, but when police went to the home where Newman lived with the child in Croydon, they say there was little to no food appropriate for a 2-year-old, and trash from food delivery services was piled up in the kitchen. They also say there were a few pajama outfits for the child, but no other clothes. The woman who helped alert social workers told them she saw the boy's health deteriorating and told Newman to contact a medical assistance program. But the woman says Newman did not because she was afraid she'd lose custody.
Authorities say Newman is from Indiana. That's where the child was born. She moved to Pennsylvania in July to live with a man she had met online. The middle school teacher in Cape May County accused of sexually abusing a former student has been released on bail. Laura Karen is accused of abusing the boy over a 4-year period starting when he was 11 years old. Authorities say she even had his baby, but Karen's attorney argues that prosecutors don't have DNA evidence to back up that claim. He says she has a flawless background and didn't have a criminal record before this arrest. Prosecutors argued against bail for Karen, arguing that she could abuse more victims if she's released, but the judge said Karen isn't a flight risk and there was a low risk that she would abuse anyone else. Philadelphia is preparing to protect residents from potential targeting by the new administration in Washington, D.C. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports officials sought to reassure vulnerable communities at a 3-hour city council hearing.
We're here today because our city's facing a crisis.
Councilmember Rue Landau called for the hearing on the city's preparedness for a second Trump administration last month, but this week's flurry of executive orders ending birthright citizenship, suspending refugee resettlement, and eliminating recognition of non-binary gender identity, among other things, bore out her concerns.
For many in our city, these new directives are not merely headlines. They are lived nightmares.
City and school district officials and dozens of advocacy groups, though, testify the city is well equipped to resist the new initiatives. City Solicitor Rene Garcia said not only are there several laws guaranteeing non-discrimination across a host of rights, she confirmed the city's welcoming policies for immigrants are in place.
My office remains committed to enforcing these laws and continuing to support, uplift, and protect all persons within the border of our city.
Mayor Sherelle Parker has taken a slightly more conciliatory stance toward President Trump than her predecessor, but Landau says Garcia's testimony should ease concerns. Philadelphia's health department has confirmed the city's first case of bird flu was discovered in a wild goose. City health officials say they located the goose on January 11th along 59th Street near Carroll Park in West Philly. After some testing, they found the bird was positive for the virus. Anyone who may have come in contact with the bird is being urged urge to call the health department's Division of Disease Control. Health officials stressing this is not cause for alarm. They say the risk to the general public of contracting the virus remains low. There are no known cases of the bird flu in humans in the city. Former Phillies closer Billy Wagner is among three former players elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. Wagner will be inducted on July 27th along with fellow pitcher C.C. Sabathia and outfielder Ichiro Suzuki, who becomes the first Japanese player to be in the Hall of Fame. Wagner spent two of his 16 major league seasons with the Phillies in 2004 and 2005, his 422 career saves eighth most in MLB history. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.